Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has filed a federal lawsuit on behalf of Chief Justice Roy Moore, challenging the entire process and challenging the automatic removal provision. And there is growing support for the Chief Justice for these charges to be dropped. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, there is certainly growing support for the Chief Justice, but there's two different fronts that we're focusing on right now from a legal standpoint. Number one, we have recently filed on behalf of the Chief Justice a federal lawsuit. And in that federal lawsuit, we're arguing that the Chief Justice and this automatic renewal provision should be ultimately, number one, the charges should be dropped, and number two, this automatic renewal provision violates his due process. And we also will be making arguments in the state proceedings in the near future as well. But we believe these charges are bogus, politically motivated, and should be dismissed.
Now, these stem from a Judicial Inquiry Committee review where they have filed charges based upon a complaint by the left-wing extremist group, the Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, which has been gunning for Justice Moore for years, frankly. And so they've gone after it's a frivolous charge. They are encroaching upon the duties of the Alabama Supreme Court. Justice Roy Moore was not alone in arriving at the findings of law, is what we're talking about here. And here the JIC is interfering with the judicial process and the findings of law here, wherein Justice Moore was not even alone, correct? Other justices ruled along with him on this.
Yeah, and well, first of all, this JIC is made up of attorneys and non-attorneys. So automatically, if it's made up of some non-attorneys, what does that tell you? It's not a legal tribunal. It's not a court of law. It's not supposed to be making legal determinations. It'd be like putting someone on a committee overviewing medical doctors that's not a medical doctor and asking them to determine what the medical procedure is. So it's the same thing here. This is not a legal tribunal. And yet what they did was they took issue with regards to what the law is in their opinion. They focused solely and only on the Chief Justice's January 2016 administrative order. And in that order, he simply said that the 2015 orders from the Alabama Supreme Court are still in effect. They still apply to you probate judges. The Alabama Supreme Court is reviewing what they're going to do with those orders. But until they make a decision, otherwise, those orders are still in effect. That is as true as could be. Now, if the Alabama Supreme Court didn't agree with what the Chief Justice said in the administrative order to the probate judges, then they alone had the authority to override or modify it. Not the JIC, that consists of some non-lawyers, only the Alabama Supreme Court. And the Alabama Supreme Court didn't do that. They did not disagree with it. In fact, 2 months later, they came out with their opinion, as the Chief Justice said they would come out with an opinion. He didn't say which way they were going to go. He just said that it's under review. They're going to review it, and it's coming out soon. So now they're having an issue with a legal issue, the JIC. It has no jurisdiction to do that. We know, for example, that they just don't like, there's people on that JIC that don't like Chief Justice Roy Moore. And they, I think, are being used or being manipulated as a pawn of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
I know for an organization that doesn't have authority, it seems like they've been given some amazing authority all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, what's amazing is this automatic removal provision. Yeah. That once the JIC issues a charge, no matter how bogus it is and no matter the fact that it'll be overturned, once they issue a charge, as groundless as this is, there's the provision in Alabama that the judge who's being charged, whether it's the Chief Justice or any other judge, is automatically removed from their position, automatically. Now, they still get paid, but they can't work. So they are automatically removed. Chief Justice Roy Moore has been prohibited from going to his office. He has been locked out of the building. I mean, that's absolutely outrageous to have that kind of power. And, you know, the SPLC is going after other justices on the Alabama Supreme Court that it wants to also have them removed.
Yeah, it's like, who gives them all this power, you know? I mean, here he is, a chief justice doing his job according to the law, according to righteousness, and then you have this Southern Poverty Law Center and the JIC getting all this authority and power all of a sudden. Doesn't make sense.
Well, that's why the Alabama Supreme Court in the past has, in fact, told the JIC it doesn't have the power to determine the law. It is not a court of law, but yet they did it anyway. So it doesn't matter how long it's going to take to get it overturned. The fact is, whatever they do, whenever they issue a charge, it automatically becomes effective that the judge is overturned. So one of the things that we are arguing in the courts is that this automatic removal provision is unconstitutional because it literally removes someone from their position before they even have an opportunity to defend themselves.
Without due process, certainly.
With no due process, that's right.
And the SPLC, of course, we cannot overemphasize how radical this group is. It's a group that labels groups like Liberty Council, the Family Research Council, the American Family Association, mainstream Christian organizations, because they disagree with these organizations on the issue of natural marriage and biblical sexuality. They label these groups hate groups and then put them on their little map and align them along with violent groups that, you know, the KKK and the Aryan Brotherhood and some other groups that have actually engaged in violent activity to try to create this false guilt by association. It's you know, Saul Alinsky 101, what they're doing here. And so I don't think the JIC is necessarily a pawns here. I think they're willing participants. I think they're partnering.
That's true.
A lot
you
of
know,
them are.
Yeah, I think that's true. The the Southern Poverty Law Center is right across the street from the Alabama Supreme Court, interestingly. I didn't realize that that's how close they were until I visited the Alabama Supreme Court. And there's the Southern Poverty Law Center, literally across the two-lane street. And they obviously have friends on the JIC. And we also know that the JIC violated its own confidentiality rules by leaking the pending charges. There's a rule called Rule 5. It's supposed to require confidentiality. You don't say to anyone what you're doing or about to do. If you have a charge that actually is a charge, then it becomes public. But until then, it's all secret. It's all private for a good reason. It's like a grand jury. And yet we know to two different media sources that the JIC members leaked this information. Now, they'd only do that because of politics. They want to get this information out. And frankly, I think they probably were communicating with members of the SPLC. That's my suspicion. And we will find out and we will bring those individuals to justice. But in the meantime, we're going to challenge not only the automatic removal, but we're also going to challenge these charges. They should completely be dismissed. They have no basis at all in being charged in the first place.
And, you know, on an encouraging note, it's been exciting to see the pastors and the concerned citizens in those areas come out and rally behind the Chief Justice and praying for him and supporting him. You know, that's really what the church needs to be doing, and that's been exciting to see that. And I know encouraging to him and his family as well.
Yeah, it has been encouraging. And not only was there a rally recently, he did not attend, his wife attended, but they had people on the steps of the Alabama Supreme Court. Many people are praying for the Chief Justice. And also the Republican Party of Alabama, the Executive Committee, recently voted overwhelmingly to have the charges removed. They said That's that these should be dropped, that this is basically just a political witch hunt. And they're standing behind the Chief Justice Roy Moore. Stand with Chief Justice Roy Moore and stand with us at Liberty Council. We are representing the Chief Justice. Pray for this case. He is a man of great integrity. He loves the Lord. He loves the law. He knows the law more than anyone that that I know of. He is someone who is very versed in the law and very faithful to the original history and understanding of the law. And that's why they don't like him. That's why they want him to be removed. He's not the only one they're going after. There's others that they're going after as well, that they also filed complaints against as well. So they're seeking to have others removed. Stand with us so that we will stand with Chief Justice Roy Moore. Pray for Liberty Counsel, pray for the Chief Justice and his wife, Kayla, and support Liberty Counsel with your financial contributions. All of the activity, all of the legal defense and expenses we do at no cost to our clients. We can only do that because of not only your prayers, obviously, but your financial support. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and support Liberty Counsel online.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.